Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Morning. Or should I say afternoon, actually?
It is afternoon.
It is.
We're sitting down and doing this.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been a busy morning, actually.
It's been a busy weekend. I had a crazy weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I was, really full on weekend. Yesterday, I moved about 6.5 ton of pea gravel around my new shed.
There you go.
And I'm very sore.
I don't know what pea gravel is.
It's like these little round, rusty red pieces of gravel.
I
went to bed very sore. And then in the morning, I was out for a ride. And that was pretty cool. Yeah. Saturday night, had a party, outside bonfire party over at Maddie's place.
That's cool.
It's great. Good hanging out, socialising. It's been nice. I like my weekends when I can get out to socialise.
I know. Anyway. It's good. It's good.
So you're going to ask me what song? I'm really liking that song, which I think is an early 90s song, Vanessa Carlton.
Is it early
90s? Yeah.
Singer.
But do-do-do-do-do-do-do, making my way downtown, faces passing, and then I can't remember what I say. And then it goes in. I love it. It's just such a good track.
Your mismatched song matches your mismatched outfit today.
Thank you, mate. Are you feeling a bit insecure having you go on at my clothes?
Not at all.
I hope
like,
not.
Like, literally not at all.
Because I know a really good seminar will help you with that.
There's nothing at all wrong with your clothes. Yeah. They just don't connect.
Today they don't.
Today they don't connect. The top half of you is different from the bottom half of you today. It's weird.
Anyway. Like I was going to the gym and the office
and
at the same time. didn't know what to do.
Exactly. We were going to talk about relationships today, and talk a little bit about why it's important. And obviously, this is specifically talking about you and your partner, and you know, a partner relationship. But this can work with any type of relationship. But why it's important to have a check-in with your partner, and to have an actual structured way where you connect with your partner, because there's so many times I think in life where life just gets away from you and life just happens, and then sometimes it's like, no, you actually have to sit down and actually make time. If you're going to sit down and make time for work, you sit down and make time for finances, you sit down and make time for everything else. And just a cool little tip to sit down and make time for relationships and structures.
Well, and I think it's good to give, I'll give you guys people some context around how this came about. But I was not traveling along very well at all at home. And Ange had some stuff going on, I had some stuff going on, and we just hadn't connected, and I was just flat out, she was just also flat out with the kids and everything else, and I came back and you know, I was like, we need, you know, normally what'll happen is we'll clash and then we'll scrap, and then, you know, there might not be any clear communication with one another for a while, you know, and what happens then is you start.
How long have you guys been together now? It's like more than 20 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. What am I saying?
You're not married more than 20 years. Been together more than 20 years, though.
Of course, I know the answer to that. Yes. Now, it's. I tell you what. Yeah, I tell you what. It's just coming up to 20 years.
20 years.
It's just been 19 years. But that we, you know, we hooked up and, you know, I let her kiss me for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So she has this crazy story that, you know.
I know, I've heard it many
times. I wasn't
allowed
to sleep at her for like X amount of, I was like, that's bullshit.
I reckon you remember
that's
it wrong.
Bullshit.
I reckon she remembers
I kissed you in the morning and I was
rogering
you that night, I can tell you.
I reckon she's righter about that than you are.
Writer? What writer. Is that? That's just as bad as my one I said a minute ago. Anyway, so yeah, the situation gets that, you know, we end up just like, I think that was you.
That was me.
Not me this time. Well, that's gone. I feel so much fucking better about that.
Is your phone on?
Put your phone on fucking silent. Jesus.
It is now.
Oh,
you're the one who burps into the microphone every single time.
So unprofessional. my phone is on silent. Okay. Would you like to check it?
Yes.
Oh, controlling one. See, fucking two wides. Look, check it. Go on. What do you say?
Carry on.
What do you say?
Carry on.
What do you say?
Tell your story.
No. You should say it. Just
Oh my gosh. Apologize.
There you go.
For not trusting you.
There you go. So that wasn't hard. Come on. Anyway,
I have a lot of other words that I haven't said in my head here right now.
Yeah, you got a whole script.
Yeah, I have. Anyway, carry
so on. Yeah, so we end up like just not having time to connect and
making time to connect.
And the funny thing is, like, I was listening to that great piece by that female lecturer on relationships. What's
Alison Armstrong.
Alison Armstrong, where she was talking about, you know, when a woman gets hurt, there's a part of her starts to line up all the things that you've done wrong, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You left your underpants on the floor and you never hoover up and you never leave. You left the cup there last Wednesday and you never changed the batteries in the remote and you da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they have this huge line of things that when it comes to the time that you need to talk, it's just... You just
get ammunition.
It's just like dumped on top of you. This is how much of an asshole you are. So I think if people don't get in, so one of the things you actually helped us with, Mills, is you said, look, you guys need to actually have structure around the conversations that you have with one another. And rather than waiting until everything comes to a head, you just got to communicate every week. You got to have structure every week, you know, where you stop and you sit down and you ask each other questions. And the questions that you ask each other have to be properly formulated questions to get a result that you want. Mm. And that has, well, we've started to do that now, and that has really, really helped. And it doesn't just help in terms of the answer to the questions, but it's also helped in terms of me being able to be more affectionate, me being able to be closer to her and understand her better. And because the little kid, when you get hurt, the little kid comes out, and so the defender turns up. So Ange has this fucking ferocious, you know, defender, you know, like it is full on. But mine is just a little bit different, you know.
It's just as ferocious, but in a different
in
way.
It uses different methods, you know. So I will isolate her, I'll go cold, I'll stop communicating, you know, all the primitive baby stuff that comes up. And then it just it encompasses everything and I just fall into a funk and it's hard to get out of. So we've started to practice this thing of, okay, having proper congruent questions to ask each other to make sure that every week we have a check-in.
Mm.
The first week was excellent. The first week was excellent because it really helped us to do that. You know, I had to kind of police it a bit with Ange because I had to say, no, part of it is no judgment. And she was like, okay, fuck, but I really want to fucking judge you right now. And so now part of it is you can't have any judgment. It's just communication. There's no rights, no wrongs. But this week was a bit different because I came back and she goes, well, are we really going to do it? And I'm like, yeah, we got to stick with it. We got to be consistent. Consistency is what pays off. And she goes, yeah, but you've been away for 6 days, which is true, but you're still having a relationship.
Yeah.
So even for people who have partners that are, you know, offshore, you got to be able to adapt to that scenario. You still got to be communicating every week.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the communication becomes primitive. What are you doing? Who are you with? Where are you at? How much money are you spending? Why is there no money on the car? Da, da, da.
And then little things just add up. And because instead of talking about the actual thing you need to talk about or the actual issue that's going on, you start picking at little things that are not really the issue. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So having this structure helps with that, I think.
Yeah.
So the rules are that it has to be timed.
Yes.
Because if you don't time it, so the first thing is you have to time. I recommend 30 minutes because you don't need much more. You don't want to go on and on and on and on. You want to be able to get to an outcome within a certain set period of time rather than having to drag it on. Yep. Otherwise, it's like a he said, she said. It's not about that. It's just really about getting to the crux of what you guys actually need to talk about. And that's the first rule. It's got to be structured in terms of time. The second rule is that there has to be no judgment. And I know that that's difficult once you actually do have something that's going on where you're really setting yourself up to be to open up in that space. So you've got to be not judgmental, not critical. It's just about expressing who you are and what you feel and what's happened for you in that in the past week, you know. So I think that's really important to set that up, like to set it up in such a way where it isn't judgmental. And then the third thing that makes it work is actually having some structured questions because then But the questions can be – like I'll give you some examples, but the questions don't have to be those questions.
Yeah.
They can be questions that are more suitable to any relationship, you know, like it doesn't have to be specifically some of the questions I'm going to give. But you – and then you might be – find yourself stuck on the second question and not be able to do more than that in 30 minutes, and that's that, okay.
Yeah.
Because whatever
15 minutes each.
Yeah. But it – but it might be that, you know, maybe you only get one question done instead of five questions. Do you know what I mean? And that's okay, because maybe there was stuff to hash out about the one question. It doesn't matter. There's no rules around the questions. The rules are more about setting aside time and actually giving yourself space to have that type of communication. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Particularly whether you've been with each other or not, it really doesn't matter. It matters more that you are making time to connect, because – like you said, you've been away for a week, but you can still have things that you can communicate and learn about each other, even though you haven't spent time together. Do you know what I mean? So I'll give you some examples of some questions, and I know you guys have been using some of these as well. But something like, are you feeling secure in our relationship right now, and do you have examples of why and why not, right? So that one there is like, some people are like, you know, I've been doing this with some of my personal clients as well. Some of them are really secure in their relationship, so that question they can change. Do you know what I mean? Like, that it doesn't have to be about being secure in the relationship. It's just about like discussing where you fit in that relationship.
So, and that would be around somebody feeling insecure around jealousy or.
Yeah, but it doesn't even just have to be about jealousy, because security is not just about like.
It could be around money. It could be around money.
It could be around secure in feeling important.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Secure in feeling connected, things like that.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just have to be like, I know for Ange, that's not a thing for her. Do you know, she doesn't get jealous about you with other women or any of that sort of stuff, right? But she might feel insecure about other things. You know, maybe you're not talking to her as much as you could talk to her or something like that, right? So it doesn't have to be, it can be worded differently is what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Another one is, do you have anything unresolved, like unresolved hurts or moments of disconnection that we should talk about in this last week?
And that just stops everything from building up.
Yeah.
You know, it cancels out someone's ability to go, you haven't done this and you haven't done this and you haven't done this and you said you'd do that and da-da-da-da, and that really cancels that out.
What happens is, I know for me, that when I've got something big going on, sometimes I find it hard to talk about that thing. So I pick on little things, because I know that the big thing will cause emotion more. So this gives an opportunity to actually talk about the big things. So all the little nitpicky stuff doesn't need to happen as much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we all do that. Like, we all have those moments where we've got stuff that's occupying our mind, but instead of knowing how to communicate it or having the space, and sometimes it's just not even having the space to communicate it. Like, sometimes you're two ships in the night, you know, you're saying hi and bye and you're going off to work. You know, if you're in seminars, you don't really have a lot of time in every single day to sit and connect. So if you find the time to connect, then you can have that conversation instead of little things sort of being picky or narky because you haven't had that discussion. Do you know what I mean? So that's what that one's about. Then you can also have, how are you happy with the expressions of physical intimacy? What do you want more or less of? And I think that's important, particularly for you and Ange, because you're not there physically in each other's presence for a whole week, right? So intimacy doesn't have to just be physical. It can be, you know, that connecting over the phone and having conversations, and how do we feel in terms of that with each other over the past week. So I think that's really important.
Yeah,
well,
I think, but it meets a lot of, like, a very common value amongst people is intimacy. You know, especially if you like intimacy, you're not going to marry someone that doesn't like intimacy. It's very, very seldom that happens. And so matching those values, I think, is important, and being able to maintain those values. And like you said, it doesn't just mean physical touch. It also means intimacy in terms of how you communicate with one another and how you sensually talk to one another when you're away, and making sure that you're maintaining that connection.
And I think it's important, because I think you learn more in a way about your partner that you may not have realized, because you can talk about stuff that's particular about that week. Do you know what I mean? And and then you can be, you can praise or communicate, you know, opportunities to learn and grow in that past, you know, and it's fresh instead of being, oh, 2 years ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it's like that. It doesn't build up like that. You can you can learn about each other, you know, often. The next one is like, are there moments this week that you turned away from vulnerability or transparency, and how can we improve on that? Which is like, you know, I had an opportunity to be vulnerable or to be transparent or to be honest or to be this, and I wasn't able to do it. And why? What was going on? What's happening for you as a result of that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
actually, that's what I'm going to bring up this week. I can tell you what.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
Moving right along.
That's very cryptic. And then in what ways can I show up for you better this week?
Yeah.
And that would let you know that I care.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, how can I step up? I actually heard this online somewhere and I thought it was really good. I heard someone say some of these questions. I thought they were really good. But they can be altered. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like the showing up. Like, what do you – not what do you need. It could be even how can I support you this week? You know, I know you've got – you know, I'm like, for you and Ange, like, she can be like, I know you've got seminars all this week, how can I support you?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, I know you're home with the kids while I'm not, I'm you know, you're picking them up, dropping them off, doing all the things while I'm not there, how can I support you? And then you can learn a little bit more about that, that what you guys need to help, I don't know, to help.
I think one of the things I'm going to do this week is I'm going to put a little bit of extra time in to discuss what each question means for each one of us.
Yeah.
To get your head around, okay, what does the question actually mean? Rather than just asking the question, what does it, you know, being vulnerable, what does it mean to you?
Yeah.
Turning away from it, how can I do it? What can I do to help so that you don't do that? What does that mean to you,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that you can really get clear on, so that you both understand what the question is.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that this week because I think that that's just going to help a little bit more. And it might be an idea that if you're going to do it for the first time, you give it 40 minutes to just discuss the questions, then 15 minutes each to answer it.
And again, the questions don't have to be those questions. You know, they can be any version of that.
Yeah.
But those five are a really good idea to sort of start the process rolling, and then you can be and it might be about how can I help you live your values. Like it might be about it. You might have a values question in there. Do you know what values have
that's
you been giving
good, that's
up?
That's not a bad point.
What values are you giving up? How can I support you in you
values.
Taking them back in your values this week? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe we make it six questions because that's actually a really good question.
It's a good question, right? So, but it depends on your relationship. It depends on your situation.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be any of those.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key is when you – you know, when you do your finances, one of the things we do is that every quarter you check in. Do you know what I mean? You don't just do your finances and then forget about them. Every week you're looking at it.
Yeah.
Every week you're checking in. Da, da, da. It's the same with anything. You know, the more value, more time you can give it, the better it is. And sometimes, especially if you've been together for a long, long period of time, you forget. You forget that, you know, there requires a little bit of structure, a bit of connection that this type of thing can help delay or not delay, can help mitigate some of those things that just like put on the long finger, you
that
know
keep
what I mean?
Going on the long
that
finger.
Keep going on and on and on and then just don't get sorted out.
Because we just habitually put shit off and put it off and put it off and put it off. It's just...
And one of the things that Ange, like I know for Ange, she sees how much time you put into the businesses and other things and then you're tired when you get home, right? So it's good for her to feel like, he cares just as much as this. And not that you don't care, but it's just this helps her to feel like you do, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it also helps you to feel like she does too.
Well,
right?
That she gets that I care. Because the way a man tells a woman he loves her is to work his ass off.
Yeah.
But the way a woman tells her partner she loves him is by telling him she loves him.
Yeah.
So women love to be told that they're loved and shown that they're loved. Men just want to provide. It's just like, oh, the more I give you. Mm. She had a really good analogy around, you know, you can come along and buy her a red rose and she'll be happy with that. And then you think, I'll go and get her a second one and she's no more happy because she's had the red rose. Even if you bought her 900, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
She's just happy with, but it's the individual
little things that make a massive difference.
That make
women.
A huge difference, Just those little tricky, trippy things that just make a huge, huge, huge difference.
Well, she's reported that everything is she's really she's said that it's really helped a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really good.
That I've been
really
good.
Yeah.
She reports that to you.
Well, I had a chat with her the other day.
That's going to have to come up on Wednesday, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's something we're going to have to talk about. Can you put a seventh question in, please?
There you go.
Anyway.
That's what to do.
Tally ho. Even if you live the most extraordinary life, there is always more to learn. This is why tens of thousands of people are using MJB Seminars techniques to hack their consciousness and bridge the gap from where they are to where they actually want to be.
MJB Seminars use cutting-edge transformational processes that are science-based and backed to help people break through subconscious barriers and limiting beliefs in order to reset, reboot, and live inspired. If you'd like to know more today, Google search MJB Seminars Bridge the Gap. Click on the first link and watch the video.
Now, for simply watching the video, you will also receive a complimentary coaching session with one of our master coaches valued at over $600 to help you get traction in your life today. Remember, live life inspired.